that I enjoy. I don't mean the pop music exactly, but mm-hmm. I like, well, to me, real music.
Mm-hmm. I stayed in a motel on Bainbridge, and still I am, and I got the Boston Symphony the other night on television. Oh. Can you get that here?
No, I don't have a strong set.
This must be.
In fact, to use it like I do, I want it portable, and so that weakens it to a certain extent.
I see. Mm-hmm. And how do you meet your friends? Mostly in church?
Yes, I always have, though I don't attend regular anymore, but I go when I can.
You have...
And we have community groups.
You do? Could you tell me something about those?
We have a community club now, since our school was taken away and carried to Blakely, which is a county seat. Mm-hmm. You know how that happened?
No, I don't.
Well, I mean, it did happen in this region. The state consolidated all the country schools and took them to the county seat where there's one big.
That's quite a distance. Blakely is...
And it's too much distance for us, which is 22 miles.
22 miles. 44 miles a day.
It's too much, really.
It's really stupid.
But we happen to be within a few miles of the line of the next county, so it's a little unusual to be that far, I suppose. But it does happen.
Children must be exhausted by the time...
It is hard. It's real bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard on the parents, too. You have to get them up and get them... on bus so early. It's really bad.
That's a strange... no one will ever convince me that a big consolidated school is better than a country school with a good teacher.
We had a very good school here, but they said it got to where it was difficult to get the teachers to come to.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the population decreased, so we didn't have the numbers, you see.
No, that's a long distance to travel.
Yes, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember anything about your mother and father, or where they were born, how much schooling they had?
Oh, yes. My mother was born at Joining Farm here.
I see.
And her father gave her this farm.
Mm-hmm.
And she married a man that was one of the river families. Do you know what the river families used to be in the South?
No, I...
Well, they were the wealthier people, and they could just make more money on the river than they could out in the, well, they call it pine lands.
I see.
Back from the river was pine lands.
There would be poorer ground, is that...
You could find better spots, but the transportation on the river made it more profitable to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the river bottom lands were a rich, fertile soil.
Mm-hmm.
And they had large plantations and their economy was just above that, but people like a little bit further out. And so, of course, now this was a second generation of those wealthy river bottom families. And my mother married, a second generation of one of them, which following the Civil War wasn't quite the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he still owned a farm down there, and she was very unhealthy. So, her father gave her this farm because of her health to move her away from the fevers on the river.